Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, ensure your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer
out.
Today is the day.
Sunday afternoon to everybody. It's the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, and this is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. And we have a very special day today, because today is our brand new, brilliant, heart-loving show called The Messengers. And we have included today somebody that's so special, that has a beautiful gift, that is here to not only heal others, but to heal the world. And we're very excited about bringing her on. And her name is Josette Diaz. So the point of doing this show is so healers can share a little bit about what they do. They can teach a little bit to the world about how their healing works and how it came to them. Share a little bit about their gift and also a little bit about their business. So today we have somebody very special, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about her in just a second, but I will just share on a personal level that she has done some amazing things for me with some of her manifestation work that she does. So she has a beautiful class that she teaches, which I was able and blessed to be able to take. And I think that you will find it very unique, very different, and at the same time, easy to understand and easy to implement. So with no further ado, let me tell you a little bit about her. You know, we're all looking for a sign. We're all asking, really, what is the next step in life? And after 18 years in the medical field, Josette Diaz was given a very clear sign that her heart calling was going to happen. When she was walking through the hospital and she saw a sign that read, Reiki in session, hanging on a door, her heart skipped a beat, did a little bit of a jump, and she knew that she could open her own healing business and use her spiritual gift to heal others, heal the world, and help in a loving, fantastic way. She's now a Reiki master, a healer, a teacher. She's a spiritual counselor and the creator of this amazing class called the Vision Quest Foundations of Manifestation. She now helps others worldwide to heal their lives, heal their hearts, and learn her Vision Quest Manifestation method. And I'm so thrilled to bring her on today so she can share a little bit about how she does her amazing work. So are you there, Josette?
Yes, hi, Cindy. So happy to be here. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you on. You're just such a, you know, amazing spark of light for the world. And you have such a neat thing that you do, unique and a little bit different than others. So I thought, how fun would it be to have you on today And so you could share a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your journey. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey and kind of how you got to where you are now?
Well, as you mentioned, I worked in the healthcare field for 18 years. And after I had my second child, I chose to stay home and raise my kids. And while I was doing that, I decided to become a Reiki practitioner. And I was dabbling in some coaching. Part of the thing that I loved about my previous career was managing people and coaching them to bring out their best aspects. And through this, I found myself in a place 13 years later after being home that I had another life change, and it was time for me to go back to work. So I was looking at changing my career, doing something that was more in alignment with myself, and I was walking through the hospital after visiting an aunt and saw this sign that said Reiki in session, and I knew I was grappling with the idea of becoming an entrepreneur, and that was way out of my comfort zone. And when I saw the sign, I took it literally. And so that just catapulted me into the wonderful journey of becoming an entrepreneur and starting a healing business.
Well, gosh, I just have to say something about that, because how immensely beautiful. I mean, we're all sitting out there kind of looking for a sign. Where am I supposed to do? What is my passion? You know, where is, where am I going to take my next step? And literally, you got a real live sign that, you know, was able to pull you in the right direction. I love that story. That's, we all wish that it was that easy that we got that sign. But some of us took a little bit longer. But here's the scoop. I'm so thrilled to be able to hear your story. And now that you have been called, because obviously the Reiki in session was your sign to your calling, can you share with me a little bit about your gifts and you know, how you kind of enjoy sharing those with others?
Yes. Becoming a Reiki practitioner, you know, the life force energy will guide you into places that you didn't expect yourself to go, such as owning your own business. And through that journey of becoming a practitioner and working with healing energy, I've gotten very good at deciphering and exposing root causes to various issues that people grapple with on a day-to-day basis. So when I see clients for Reiki, or I am working with them on a coaching level, it's very easy for me to get down to the root cause of something in that person's life that is taking them either off track or keeps tripping them up. And I would say that that's probably one of the biggest gifts that I've received out of becoming a practitioner and starting my business.
That is a beautiful gift. So tell me a little bit about kind of how that comes up. So you said that you do coaching. So your coaching is basically a spiritual coaching in which you're helping people kind of clear their field. I'm just trying to see if I understand correctly. Can you share with me a little bit about how that works, what that looks like? And if you can, maybe a story of success that you had with somebody on this exact level.
Yes, I've worked with several different clients on various issues, such as like anxiety is a big one that comes up for most people. I think all of us have experienced different levels of anxiety, but when anxiety becomes crippling to you, that is very difficult for you to overcome things, to stay focused, and that is something that I've worked with several different clients on. And getting down to the root cause of what influences that anxiety can be extremely helpful, because it keeps it all in perspective. It doesn't mean that that root cause is going to necessarily go away. So an example of that with a particular client might be someone that I've worked with that had issues around a parent, and that parent there might have been a loss or abandonment around the parent, and so that creates anxiety in the individual. And as they go through life, they're not even aware that that fundamental root cause from back when they were small is influencing all of these various decisions and life challenges that they encounter as they go through their day-to-day business. So identifying that root cause can keep things in focus and perspective so that you're able to move the barriers out of your way and allow you to move forward. So that is one of the biggest things that I've worked with clients on, and I've seen them achieve so many different things. I have one particular client that had issues from childhood, such as I described, and by identifying that, she was able to just move right past it and really start achieving her goals that she had in life. And that doesn't mean it doesn't come up. It does. But now she knows what it is and can identify it much easier, handle whatever it is that she's feeling at that moment, put it aside, and keep moving forward.
Oh, gosh. You know, that you're actually, you know, helping people create a new life, because I know, you know, just from my personal self and also from working with clients in the more spiritual business field, I know that there's certain things that we get very attached to, and that we get kind of stuck around, and it's very hard to release that and let that go. And identifying it is the biggest struggle. It really is, because a lot of times we don't know what it is. We might think it's something that it's not really bad, or maybe we haven't identified it in a clear manner. So that has to be life-changing for people.
Yes, I think that it really does. It keeps everything in perspective. If you're able to identify what that root cause is, it really can be life-changing, because you can really accomplish anything by keeping it in its right place.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, I have to say, you know, I commend you on being able to heed the sign that you saw and decide you're going to start this business, because you're obviously, you know, changing the world with being able to help people create a more productive life through just that one simple thing that you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I really love what I'm doing.
Oh, absolutely. Gosh, you know, it must be immensely fun and beautiful to be able to be that connected to somebody that you're able to help them in that way. So share with me a little bit about, you know, kind of within your gift, what do you think your biggest message is?
I believe that I touched on it a little bit in the previous answer, but I'd like to really be clear that when you're able to identify what's at the bottom of what kind of, how do I want to describe this, really affects you in any situation. Because we deal with so many things in life, even at the grocery store, if someone cuts in front of you, that can sometimes trigger a reaction that goes down to your root cause. And knowing what that is allows you to bring in healing and balance into your life, which then leads to so many things. It's sort of that philosophy that the universe has to conspire in order to for you to manifest. And when you're able to have that one major key piece to the puzzle, it allows you to bring everything else into place, and it just aligns it all. And I think that's my biggest message, is that when you can identify your root cause, you can then accomplish anything that you want.
So what do you kind of see in people when it comes to this root cause? I love the fact that you know, your gift is that you're able to easily help people identify that. So once they do identify it, what would you give as like maybe a first step of starting to kind of honor that and move forward?
I work a lot with various techniques. I like to use meditation, breathing, I bring color in because it's all about creating the energy. It's all about creating positive thinking, being mindful. Those are some of the tools that I use immediately with people, especially mindfulness, because if you can allow your mind to be in that undercurrent, so to speak, where you are observing the thoughts that go through your mind, it allows you to pinpoint various behaviors that then tie down to the root cause. So that's where you can carve out pieces for healing. So I use mindfulness as a tool. I also like to use color, where you breathe in your intentions and you release it. You also assign color to various intentions so that you're reminded of it throughout the day when you see those colors out in the world. That's a very good technique. And I work very strongly with people on connecting to a new vision so that as they move forward and they are managing themselves on an emotional level, that they keep their thoughts in a higher place. And then from that, they're creating a newer reality.
Oh, gosh, that just makes my heart pitter-patter. That's just absolutely beautiful. I love that. And, you know, it so ties into your manifestation work that you do. And, of course, I said at the beginning of the show that I was blessed enough to take your Foundations of Manifestation class, which was an amazing class. And it really helped kind of peel some layers back of things that maybe I had been attached to before and helped me on my own manifestation program. So I can't say enough about that. So I know that today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that you have, some programs that you have and things that are that you're passionate about in your business. And certainly your spiritual counseling is a great way for people to start and to know you and to work with you. That would certainly be a great first step for people. But a second step may be to get involved in your Vision Quest manifestation program. So would you like to share just a little bit about that?
Yes. I call this a Vision Quest because that's actually what it is. At the end of it, I work with you to create a vision board. But it's not just an ordinary vision board, because the process starts off with going through three foundations of manifestation. And we start by looking at releasing our control and not having expectations on others to fulfill us. So we go through that, releasing expectations. And then we take a look at the second piece is looking at the art of patience. And when you are patient, and it goes back to that concept of, it was written in The Alchemist, that the universe conspires with you on your desires to manifest. So when you are looking to manifest something new in your life, you need to practice the art of patience, because it's a process. It's not something, sometimes manifestation can happen overnight, and sometimes it takes a little bit of time. It's just like in nature. And so we talk about that a lot. You know, if you take a look at a rose, the rose does not bloom until all of the elements have come together in the right way for it to open up. And so we practice that art of patience through mindfulness, and also by separating out your left brain and your right brain and coming up with wise mind choices. So we use some mindfulness tools. And then the third piece is creating harmony with what it is you're saying you want by creating actions that are in alignment with what you're saying that you want. And when you create that harmony, you're then activating the process of manifestation. And through all these three different foundations of manifesting, you then come up with a clear intention. And we talk a little bit about ego and how to use ego as a tool rather than trying to squash your ego. And once you have gotten a clear vision of what your intention is for what change that you're trying to make, we then create the intention clearly, make sure that we don't leave it open-ended, and then we go ahead and start a board, but I place a crystal grid on the back of the board and then Reiki that with the intention so it's then amplified on your vision board. And then you create your vision board with various art. We use paint and decorative materials. And then you can place pictures, you can place words, you can use materials so that you're creating not only just a picture board, but you're creating an energy for the vision that you're seeking and that you're seeing yourself in the future. And so that's why it's called a vision quest.
I love that. And let me just share, I think anybody that is, into the beautiful spiritual healing arts like we are, have in some which way, shape, or form done some manifestation work or they've done some vision work. But your work is very, very unique because it really does create a very clear intention with the three layers that you work with people in the beginning, and then that last layer of placing the crystals on the back of the canvas and sending Reiki love to it to really set a clear intention is unique and different than anybody else does. And I just wonder, how did that come to you?
Well, I was working with another coach who does a lot of art connection with intuition. And after assisting in her workshop, I started to think, this really would be a great way to add into a vision board. So I started playing around with it. I started using the paints. I started adding decorative materials. And then I just thought, I should have clear intentions. And so I started just kind of using some of the other tools that I use in coaching. And it just sort of came together. And I also had created this class, The Three Foundations of Manifestation. And I realized after, going through that class with people that, hey, this really is the beginning piece of clearing out any, unknown belief systems that you might have or practices that might not support you in a clear intention. And so that then I incorporated it into the vision board. And then I came up with the crystal grids because I use them in my Reiki practice. And a crystal grid, for anyone who doesn't know, is just usually in geometrical shapes or various shapes that you place different crystal stones that can mean different things into a pattern. And then by Reikiing them, it amplifies the intention that you've given. So I thought, why not use that on the back of your vision board and put your intention on the back of it and amplify it with the crystals? And so that's how it just kind of rolled. It just sort of was one thing after another. Like I said, the universe conspires, and there you go.
Oh, the most beautiful thing is the universe conspires, and you decided to show up and put it all together. And that's really sometimes the hardest part, right, is putting the whole thing together. But you have, figured out something different, something unique, and something so powerful with really setting that intention into the vision board after you've helped them clear their space. So I love that work that you do, and I am sure that it helps people all over. So I know that you have a class that you do, and it's like a 5-week class. I'm not going to go into all the ways that it works, but I am going to share this, is that there's a couple different ways to work with Josette. Obviously, she also does Reiki, but for the sense of our show today, you could hire her to help you with some of that clearing and that getting down to the root cause as a spiritual healer and coach. And you could also take her class, either one of those things. I do know that if you decide to take the class, after hearing about it here on Sharpening Your Spirit Radio, she's going to give you a $50 discount, which is wonderful. So tell everybody how to contact you. What's the best way?
Well, I can be reached first by phone, which is, well, should I go ahead and give my number out, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, and my number is area code 858-449-0144. Or you can reach me by email, and my business is Guidance to Wellness, so it's GUIDANCETOWELLNESS @gmail.com.
And then what is your webpage?
It's GuidanceToWellness.com.
Oh, perfect, perfect. So, I thank you so very much for sharing all this information, and I'm sure that people will be very interested in learning more, and they can contact you through your email, through your phone, or through your webpage. So I want to thank you so very, very much for that. If there was like one big kind of achievement or that you feel that people really will get from being involved in this Foundations of Manifestation and your vision program, can you share a little bit about what you think that would be?
I think the biggest thing that people walk away with is clarity, a true connection to their own intuition, and balance, that they find that they can achieve balance and they have tools and know how to do that.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And how important that is for people to understand how to achieve balance so they can start manifesting, for some reason, my lips don't want to work, manifesting a bigger and more beautiful life. And, you know, that comes to us in so many different ways. But the fact is clearing that field and getting people to really understand what their root cause is, and then the special layers that you do throughout the class, and then the vision board. You know, one of the things about the vision board that you do with the crystal grid on the back and the sending it Reiki, I know that pretty much so everybody that listens to this show knows what Reiki is, but I realize that probably it wouldn't be a bad idea if we just gave a, you know, like a little 30-second rundown of what that is so they understand how that helps the intention of that vision board.
Well, so Reiki is life force energy. The same thing as in Chinese medicine, you hear it as chi and prana in yoga. So that life force energy is put in, when we use it for healing, it allows the body to open up and recharge itself and to heal. So when we use that, applying it, you can use it for situations. You can use it on your food. You can use Reiki in your water for whatever your intentions are, because it's driven by intention. And life force energy isn't just about healing the body. It's also about it's in everything that you see in the world that's living, such as, you know, plants, flowers, trees, etc. So when you use it on the natural crystals, you are sending that life force energy with an intention that then is placed into the crystal and amplified back out into the world. So it's like a beacon, a clear message, if you will, of what your intention is.
Ooh, I love that, a beacon and a clear message. Well, I'll tell you what, I want to thank you so much for coming on today, and we're at the end of the show now. And you know how this works. We do our little love up, or we do our love bomb is what I like to call questions. And so I just have three really quick, these are like fast, down, and dirty, quick questions for you to share. And that is, so if you have one favorite spiritual ritual that keeps you connected, what would that be?
The one tool that I love to use every day is I fill a clear ball with an energy. I just ask my intuition for an energy, and I take the first thing I get. I fill that up with that color, and then I apply my intentions for that day. They could be joy. It could be my day goes with ease. I keep it very short and simple. And then I release that ball out into the universe. And then everywhere I go all day long, I'm reminded by the color. It's associated with my intention, and I keep that in my focus all day. That is my favorite spiritual ritual that I do daily.
Oh, that's beautiful. I haven't heard of that one before, so I might try that myself. So share with us one thing that you've done to get your spiritual business moving forward.
I looked at what it was that I wanted to achieve, and I thought, okay, well, what can I do that expands me the most? And so I came up with different topics to do presentations, and I went to my local library, and I asked if I could come and do free talks, and I'm very lucky that my library has a yoga class, so I have a built-in quote-unquote people that would be interested in things that I do, and that has been one of the biggest things that I think has kept me, one, on track and expanded myself, and that has really been huge for me. It's boosted my confidence. It's helped me create classes. It has really put me out there and let people know who I am and what I do.
Oh, that's perfect. So you get yourself right out there and do some networking on a local level. I love that. Share with us really quickly with the listeners one last thing that you'd, little healing gift that you'd like to share before we sign off today.
I would like to share the fact that I'm encouraging people to really adopt a mindful practice. And this doesn't mean that you have to, like, make this a big production. You can do it very small, very simple, and just start off with a meditation to allow yourself to quiet yourself and put yourself in a place where you see your thoughts going above you. The example I love to use for this is to, like, when you were a kid, you used to go in the pool and you'd hold your breath, see how long you could hold it, and above you could hear all the noise, but where you were sitting was peaceful. And put yourself in that place again, where you then can just monitor what you're thinking and just allow it to be whatever it is, because that's the start of where you can heal. And it allows you to really see repetitive patterns, which leads you to see the belief systems that are attached to that. And that's the one thing that I would like to leave listeners with, because it really is the beginning of where you can heal your life.
I love that. That is absolutely beautiful. And that's exactly where we're going to end our show, is on that beautiful message that Josette just said about healing your life, about really becoming aware of listening on a different level. I love, love, love that. So today, this is the end of the Messenger Show here on Sharpening Your Spirit Radio. And this is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp, and we want to thank so much Josette Diaz for coming on today and sharing her gift, her loving gift with us. Thank you. I send you off with love and light, and you know how all my shows end. A big kiss. Have a beautiful day.